You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. 13% of people living in Hamilton County, around 60,000 people, have no health insurance if they have a chronic health condition, and many do. Until a few years ago, they had few options. But in 2011, Volunteers in Medicine opened a clinic in Chattanooga. There are four such clinics in Tennessee, and all the care they provide is completely free. This started by Dr. Jack McConnell in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. That was in the early 1990s when one out of every three people were uninsured, and many retired medical professionals were living on the island. In 1994, McConnell and many of those retired professionals opened the first free health clinic on the island. There are now 88 Volunteers in Medicine clinics across the country. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with the executive director of the clinic here in Chattanooga, Ashley Wolf Evans, and the medical director, Dr. Robert Bowers.
When Jack McConnell was growing up, every evening at dinner, his father, a Methodist minister, asked his children the same question. What have you done for someone today? After he retired from McNeil Laboratories and Johnson & Johnson, where, among other things, he helped develop Tylenol tablets, Dr. McConnell moved to Hilton Head Island and took up golf. But he was soon bored. The story goes that one afternoon he picked up a hitchhiker who needed to see a doctor, but he didn't have any health insurance. After discovering that a third of the population on the island was in the same situation, he set about founding a volunteer clinic. He called his clinic Volunteers in Medicine. There are now 88 VIM clinics across the country, including four in Tennessee. The clinic's guiding philosophy, reproduced on the websites for all 88 clinics across the country, echoes his father's question. May we have eyes to see those rendered invisible and excluded. Open arms and hearts to reach out and include them. Healing hands to touch their lives with love, and in the process, heal ourselves. The clinic in Chattanooga is tucked away behind Eastgate Mall next door to the library. Since it opened in 2011, the clinic has treated more than 7,000 people, according to Ashley Wolf Evans, many of whom have a chronic condition.
They have multiple health problems.
This is the clinic's medical director, Dr. Robert Bowers.
Hypertension, diabetes, overweight, pain in joints and legs and backs, and skin lesions and skin issues. And we have a lot of people who have mental issues, anxiety problems, you know. So it's a big medical problem. I had a man not long ago who was in the hospital because of a pulmonary embolus. You know what a pulmonary embolus is? Where your lungs are filled up with a blood clot. And he's a 450-pounder at least. And he almost died. He didn't. And the next thing that happened is they gave him a medication, Eliquis, which is very expensive, blood thinner. Dismiss him after about 3 days before he should have been dismissed, in my opinion, because he's very short of breath. And he goes to the pharmacy, and he said, well, I can't afford $450 a month. So he doesn't do it. So he's now on no blood thinners, been in the hospital with pulmonary. But then he goes back because he got in such bad shape. Then they put him on Coumadin, which is very inexpensive blood thinner. But he's got to be checked every week. They said, see your primary care. I don't have a primary care. So he ends up here. And we had to work through that. And he could not walk five steps without stopping. He was so short of breath. Now he can walk wherever he wants to go. We've got some weight off of him. We saved his life, beyond question. But we got him on the right medicine that he could afford, and he's doing great now. But if you don't have insurance in the hospitals, you're not going to stay very long.
So what kind of investment was that on your part, first in time?
We had to order him a special med after we got him through the Coumadin, Eliquis, which is expensive, put him on that, and he's done beautifully. Then he didn't have to get his blood checked every week.
What was the arc between then and when he was able to
see us?
Function?
I would say the arc between the hospital and when he really can function well was probably 8 weeks. He went through about a month of close to.
And how often was he seeing you during that 8 weeks?
I saw him at least five times, at least once a week. Minimum once a week. The first time, probably in 1 week, I saw him on a Monday and then a Thursday. And then the following Monday, and then if he's doing much better, things are even out, then his oxygen level is where it ought to be, and he's on the right medicine, then I'll see him in another week, and then in 2 weeks, and then kind of...
Then
a month. I'll see him every month.
He's been on a regular schedule with you from here on out.
Every month at the present time.
If he was paying for that, how much would that cost?
Well, it probably would cost him minimum of $2,000. I'd say. And if he had to pay for the medicine, that's going to be $500 a month.
Probably $2,000 at our cost. Probably more like $15,000 to $20,000 at a clinic.
The clinic, which is open 4 days a week, operates on a shoestring budget of $350,000 a year. 130 people, half of them doctors and nurses, volunteer their time to run the clinic.
The majority of our specialty doctors are podiatrists, optometry, gynecology, cardiology, gastroenterology. They're all here maybe once or twice a month. Our primary care doctors, on the other hand, are here once a week, sometimes twice. Just depends on the flow of patients and how many we've got scheduled.
Dr. Bowers is often in the clinic 2 or 3 days a week.
This is the best story in Chattanooga in terms of patient care. We don't cut corners. We go out and we beg, borrow whatever we need. I know a lot of physicians, they're very happy to help us. I was able to talk to all the radiologists at Memorial. They do all of our x-ray readings free of charge. So, you know, how can you equate that dollars and cents, you know?
The cost of caring for many of the patients at the clinic is staggering. In the time they've been open, Ashley Wolf Evans estimates they've delivered
over $100 million worth of care. For less than $4 million that we've put in. And we are completely privately funded. Everything we do is fundraising. We don't bill any insurance. We don't get any kind of government funding at all. At this point, it's a roller coaster. No.
If I need suture and I need certain medicines to help, we just don't have the money to buy it. I talk to my doctor friends and say, can you get me a little suture? You know, can you get me this? What about that? You know, so we kind of beg, borrow, and we try not to steal.
Many of the people using the clinic are working people who should be covered by Medicaid. But according to Ashley Wolf Evans, it's a catch-22.
You can go to healthcare.gov, fill out the entire application, get to the end, and it will say, congratulations, you qualify for TennCare. Wait for your letter. And then your letter comes and says, I'm sorry, you're not qualified. You do not have insurance. And a lot of people do not realize that that's how it works in our state. And it's been that way really since we opened. There was a big disenrollment, and actually the governor came to open our clinic the next day. There are many clinics like ours, free and charitable clinics across the state, so we have taken up the slack a great deal for those people who are very much falling through the cracks. The interesting thing about Medicaid for us is that I think it's 83% of our people actually qualify for Medicaid or TennCare financially, but they do not medically qualify. There's a handful of diagnoses that you can have and get on TennCare, such as some forms of cancer. If you have a renal disease and require dialysis, you are pregnant, or if you have children who are on TennCare, but not always. If you don't have TennCare and you have zero income, but you're moderately healthy, you're not eligible for that.
I had a lady 2 years ago, I'm still seeing her, who fell at her home. She worked at Cracker Barrel. She's worked all over. She's a really good lady. And she's in her late 50s, early 60s, late 50s. Worked all of her life, but she's got a problem that a lot of ladies have with osteoporosis, which is thin bones. She fell in her house on her wood floors. Broke her back. She couldn't get to the door. She lay there for about 12 hours. Finally got enough to get to a phone to call and get help. Took her to the emergency room at Erlanger. They did an x-ray. They said, you have a broken back. They said, it's not going anywhere. It's stable, but it's a crushed vertebra. Go home. We can't do anything. She had no insurance, no money. Go home. Here's 3 days worth of pills for pain.
What's the prognosis for somebody in that situation?
Well, number one, they're going to have incredible amount of pain because of muscle spasm and pain from the fracture, okay? So obviously she could move legs and she didn't have any paralysis. But
she couldn't walk.
She couldn't walk right then because of her broken back and the spasm and the pain.
Every time she moved her legs, it was spasm.
Oh, yeah, legs and back or anything, you know. I said, go home, see your primary care. She doesn't have a primary care. She has no money. She can't work. What'd you do? So we end up seeing her maybe a week and a half later. I put a brace on her, which helped a lot. They didn't put a brace on her. They didn't do anything. Do you think that would happen if she had Blue Cross Blue Shield? They'd had all sorts of braces on her. They'd have done all sorts of things. So when they say we take care of them at the emergency room or at our hospital, is just not quite the case. And we found a brace and put her on a brace and started her on some pain medicine and some muscle relaxants and also saw her every week for a month and then saw her every 2 weeks and we still see her. And now she's finally got her disability and now she'll roll out of our clinic to regular disability insurance clinic here in July. But we followed her the whole time, and now she's up and walking and can do quite well.
What was
quite
the time
well.
Frame on that story?
Well, 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've seen her for 2 years.
And if you weren't here...
Well, you know, I don't know.
What would happen to somebody like that?
Just, well, I just think she would... Just...
You end up addicted to opiates.
Yeah.
From the pain. And willing to do just about anything for them.
And now, you know, she does have some people, the church people, trying to help her. And, you know, that's kind of what's gotten her through this. And now she's, but she can't stand long. You know, she still has a lot of pain. She's got a big knot in her back where that fracture was and build up of calcium and all this stuff. So she's got a big problem. Still has a big problem.
It's the people who are working maybe two or three jobs. So they've got an income and they're working really hard, but they don't make enough to purchase insurance on their own, because that's another fun part about the healthcare.gov and Affordable Care Act is in Tennessee is that you can apply, but if you don't make enough money, you can't get it. It tells you you're eligible for TennCare, which, as I've already explained, you're not actually eligible for it.
They just had bad luck. They didn't necessarily make bad decisions. They just had bad luck. You know, some of these people have worked for 30 years. The man I'm going to see, we just saw him. He worked for a large company in this city for 22 years in a very good position. And... he became ill with a cancer. And he had chemotherapy. The cancer was of the throat, and he had chemotherapy and radiation. And because he was missing work, he couldn't work. They fired him or let him go for lack of, you know, after 3 or 6 months, he's okay. And he said, I said, are you, did you ever see that happen? Oh, yeah. He said, I had a fellow there that worked for 26 years, and he couldn't work for 3 months because of an illness, and they let him go. That's business. That's how business views people. I think that's horrible. I think that's a horrible business principle. I don't know the whole story. Maybe he was becoming not a good employee and they used it as an opportunity. But I still think it's a horrible practice, and it's pretty common. Anyway, so we see some of those people. A lot of them, once they get a job and he's applying, he's going to get another job, then he'll probably be out of here. But that's the way it should be.
We have 5 exam rooms, and we have a pretty intense schedule. Our regular clinic hours are on Monday and Thursday mornings and Tuesday afternoons. And then during those off times is when we're doing the optometry appointments, the x-rays, the physical therapy, the eye doctors that come in, Drs. Kepperman, White, and McGarvey volunteer. We just have it very strictly scheduled when everything is happening. If you wake up in the morning and you're sick, you call us, we get you in. As long as it's a day that we're having clinic.
The wait time to see a specialist at the clinic is typically 2 weeks, according to Ashley Wolf Evans. It also takes about that long to process the paperwork. They are far from operating at capacity at the moment. They see an average of around 400 patients a month, but they can handle as many as 700 people a month. More information on the free Volunteers in Medicine clinic is on their website, vim-chat.org. Their phone number is 855-8220, 855-8220. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.